It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nurse Diesel, are you all right?
You know, it's not that I object to your being a bastard. Don't get me wrong there. It's your being such a stupid bastard that I object to.
Sorry.
No, I have to say, when I pick the records out,
yes,
and I put something like this in, I never know what you're going to do, and you always delight.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show. I like that. What is that called, Rob?
April in Paris by Count Basie.
Couldn't be a more inappropriate song for today. It's about 30 degrees outside here in Washington, D.C.
Like April.
As a matter of fact, it's very scary outside.
Yes.
It's windy, it's damp, it's cold, it's like a scary Halloween kind of weather.
Sure is.
I think it's because it's supposed to be like that all week, and it'll culminate with our big show on Friday night. We're excited about that.
Boobash.
Tomorrow on the show, our fantasy football update at just after 3.
Ah, yes.
Make sure you listen for that. Also, just after 4.
Week. It's a bad week for that.
It's a great week.
The self-described bitch of bitches, Amorosa, will be live in studio. That's fine with me.
She won't vote us out of here, will she?
She can be as bitchy as she wants.
Yes.
I got the book over here. Hold on.
She is lovely, albeit bitchy.
Do you think she's tall? I think she's tall.
I don't care. Yeah. She's sexy.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, man.
When a woman acts assertively, makes demands, and struggles for what she wants, she's a bitch. Uh-huh.
That's from the foreword written by Beth Ann.
The secret is to know when and how to turn on or turn off that bitch switch. And the title of the book is...
The Bitch Switch?
The Bitch Switch by Amorosa.
Wow.
And this is a little, you know, it's one of those ones you can read real quick. Like, I'm going to dive into this tonight, so... We'll have to see what Amorosa's all up to. Everybody remembers her from The Apprentice. Knowing how to turn it on and off. And a very sexy picture
she
of her.
She looks good.
Looking forward to having her on the show. Also tomorrow, with week one till the election, 1 week rather till the election, Vaughn Ververs will be on the show just after 5 tomorrow.
In studio.
1 week to go, and we'll find out exactly what's happening. And
he will also be telling us about his bitch switch.
Yes, and he'll also be telling us what happened when he was tasered over the weekend.
How'd that go?
Well, it was not really a good situation.
I have audio of it if you're interested.
Oh, I am interested.
Vaughn Ververs being tasered. I'm just going to guess whoever that guy was... That guy was wasted.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's get our last look at Buzz. Yes. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzzy.
Well, thank you, Mike. I don't want to do this story. I don't want to talk about this story, but we have to. The feds say they have broken up a plot to assassinate Barack Obama and 100 other African Americans. Two men have been arrested, one 18 years old, one 20, both of them espousing white power. Their plan, they say, was to rob a gun shop and go on a killing spree. They had intended to target an African-American school with the goal of shooting 88 African-Americans and decapitating 14 others. These numbers, 88 and 14, are apparently significant in the white power community.
Any more detail on any of this as far as these asshats that they caught doing this?
Just the ages and names that have been released so far.
Yeah, you always wonder when it's the white power, whether they were in prison, you know, where they came from.
Right. No, they were not in prison yet.
Or had they been? That's what I'm
obviously
curious
headed
about.
There. But they told police, proudly actually, that they have strong white power beliefs.
Well, what did you say about the ignorant thing? You had a nice quote before.
About the racism and the hatred that pops up in stories like these is, I think it's just the frustration of the ignorant. It's frustration of undereducated people unable to get ahead in life.
Educated, you mean just knowledgeable as far as the, you know, world and what's going on.
Yeah,
this is not necessarily whether you have a degree or whether you're a high school graduate.
Right.
Just somebody that just doesn't pay attention to anything, and then they ramp up the hate, and I think a lot of it does come from ignorance.
Ignorance is easy.
Yeah. Yep.
Ignorance is the easy way out, and you really just feel your stomach fall when you hear a story.
Let's
like
just
that.
Hope that these are individual yahoos that they were able to nail.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just scary. It's a weird time we live in. There is a lot of hatred. You see the reports about political signs getting vandalized on both sides.
Yes, I've seen
it. You know, for people that do that, just ramp down the hatred.
Yeah.
Honest to God, the whole thing. Haven't we learned by now? I mean, this is the time we all should maybe think about
pull
getting
together. A little
bit. Let's see what happens. I get pissed off when I hear that.
The magic of the system is even if everything doesn't go your way, you get another chance in 4 years.
Right.
That's the way it's set up.
All right. Well, I hate to hear those stories as well.
I hate to do them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Ahead.
Happier news, actually. Gas prices have dropped 53 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks. The average national price for regular is $2.77 in Wichita.
The guy from ExxonMobil that they taser to get those prices down.
Trying to hook up the pump. In Wichita, it's $2.26 a gallon. And the oil that makes the gas continues to drop in price as well, despite OPEC's efforts to stop the freefall. Oil prices are now the lowest they've been in nearly a year and a half, down to just under $62 a barrel.
Hallelujah! That's
down from the $147 a barrel price of 3 months ago. That's why gas is now a penny a gallon cheaper than it was 1 year ago today. And whoever thought we'd be saying that?
Very good.
$2.32 is what I paid this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I got to think, that's really almost getting close to reasonable again.
It is.
I mean, when we're paying $4 a gallon.
I must have gone to the wrong station over the weekend.
What'd you pay?
$100 a gallon.
Oh, that's too much.
Well, you went to the rich guy gas station.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's right next to the new car every Tuesday store.
Yeah, it's terrible. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
Well, tomorrow.
Thanks for cementing that.
Tomorrow is important.
Good. That's I file those under IOU.
Okay.
I'm putting a big fat IOU on that. Yes. Mike is sick, scary rich. Mike doesn't pay any alimony. Mike hasn't had his salary reduced by 1/4. Mike's happy, scary rich. That's right, Rob. Make a little joke about $100. Yes. I went to the rich guy gas station, then bought a car made of gold. F-stick. Go ahead.
There are a few things American companies do better than compete with each other. Today, some of the biggest are competing not just for your business, no, but also for the bailout bucks. Insurance companies, car makers, and even the American subsidiaries of foreign banks are clamoring for a slice of the bailout pie.
Well, maybe Rob could go back to Germany where he has a Nazi camp.
Now are we even?
Yeah.
No, not by a long shot.
Because I'm not going to
That hasn't been pounded into people.
I wasn't even going to mention your solid gold Camaro in a garage made of silk.
I will separate you two.
Solid gold Camaro.
The United States Treasury Department has been flooded with requests that it cut checks for one thing or another, especially now that these companies see themselves, along with the rest of us, headed for a deep recession.
1/10 of a mile a gallon.
So heavy.
Well, it's very heavy.
You can afford it. Real Americans, meanwhile, are taking comfort in guns. The Washington Post says the sale of guns and ammo are up 10% in a year that's seen Joe Sixpack cut back on lower priorities. Like food, clothing, furniture, and cars. We've cut back on food but increased gun spending.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
Thank you, baby.
One Florida State criminology professor says people tend to buy guns during times of uncertainty. Surveys show the sidearm spending spree is partly born from a fear of gun control under an Obama-led Democratic government.
That's why I subscribe to the Fookerton.com. Chad likes to take pictures of pointing his guns at the camera.
That's nice.
It's very scary. Go check that out. Have you been to his website?
I'll do it right now. You know, I'm just
go thinking. To Chad's website. Seriously, I meant to talk to him. He's going to be on the show, giving us our fantasy update.
He has lost more photographers that way.
Now, Buzz, what
he
if
likes
we
to some... take the pictures of him, like looking right at the camera with the gun.
I know.
What if somehow we were able to make guns out of food or guns you could eat? Then everyone would be happy.
I'm on a chocolate Glock. I got my chocolate Glock. Yum.
The uncertainty of the economy was the second most popular answer from people buying guns recently. A few gun buyers recently say they made their purchase as an investment. The longest-serving Republican senator in the U.S. has been found guilty in a federal corruption trial.
Is this the Alaska boy?
That's the one.
Oh, boy.
A jury here in Washington, D.C. returned the verdict against Ted Stevens today. The case involved hundreds of thousands of dollars in renovation costs for his Alaska home and gifts from an oil services firm. Twitter sounds so harmless.
Sounds nice.
But the U.S. Army doesn't think so. That sounds like a Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, but it's not the Army is concerned.
Okay.
The Army says the popular microblogging service known as Twitter could be a powerful weapon in the hands of terrorists.
Twitter!
This picture of Chad is horrifying.
Chad, turn it around and show it to Buzz.
I'd like to see that. Rotating, sure.
So you have to wait for it to come up, but it's a real big close-up. It's a 360. Gun. You have to wait for
all
it.
All right, yeah. I see guys with guns. And army helmets.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a babe in a boxing helmet.
Okay.
And
there it is.
The barrel of
chicken.
There
it is. The wow. Fookerton.
Yeah.
Have you heard the audio on this website?
No, I haven't.
Listen to this.
For those of you here listening on WJFK, go out to Buffalo Wing University tonight. Chad and Oscar will be out there for their Monday Night Football party. Check them out there. They'll be having a good time with everybody else.
Indeed. I tell them we said hello.
Mm-hmm.
The Army says that Twitter could actually be used, well, according to a new intelligence report, when you combine social networking with cell phone cameras and GPS locators, it's a recipe for trouble in the wrong hands. The Army says it could even be used to detonate explosives and certainly to spy on U.S. troop positions. The Army says Twitter was used by protesters at the recent Republican convention to keep tabs on the police. And the Army report cites Twitter potential use by, quote, socialists, human rights groups, communists, vegetarians, I'm reading from the report,
okay,
vegetarians, anarchists, religious communities, atheists, and politically motivated hackers.
Twitter.
And finally, in Fort Pierce, Florida, a young woman paid for the bright green nail polish and the package of extra-long fake eyelashes, but she also allegedly tried to shoplift a bottle of Elizabeth Arden cologne. That's when a cop moved in. At first, she moved close to him and said, "Sex? Sex?" And then he drew the handcuffs. She reached behind and under her skirt and presented him with the business end of a tampon, which the police report describes as well-used. Quoting the officer's statement, "I delivered a firm, lawful command to drop the object and told her it was gross." A female officer wearing gloves put the item into a plastic evidence bag.
Oh, God.
Hard to believe it's only a misdemeanor.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Mad TV's Nicole Parker.
Yeah.
Get a chance to check out Mad TV. That is every single Saturday night at 11 on Fox. Also, we want to thank Dave Bender, paranormal investigator.
Bender. Scary.
Not really. Anyway, tomorrow our fantasy football updates. We'll have Omarosa in studio.
Ooh.
And Bon Verver is talking about politics with 1 week to go till the election. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger.
Right.
The show comes to you from the studios at WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Who's Scary Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
thanks for starting Freak Week with us. Sorry you weren't scared more. We'll try again tomorrow. Tune in for what's in store. 'Tis the season of goblins, as autumn makes leaves fall. We'll see you at the Boo Bash. We know you'll have a ball. Good night, you ghouls, and thank you for the calls and funny texts. Make sure you listen every day to see if BA has sex. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.